The War's Toll for the 7 days through July 12, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past week in Afghanistan and Iraq, and also the names of some of the Iraqi civilians that were reported killed. These 10 were reported killed March 23, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day today, July 12th, 2,769 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,543 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 18,777 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. In this past week, then, 4 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 408 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that number, 317 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 795 U.S. soldiers have been reported. We have no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities in either Afghanistan or Iraq. Also in Afghanistan, at least 94 Afghanis were reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in July of 2006 to at least 149. This information is from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 43,397, according to IraqBodyCount.org. However, estimates from other organizations and agencies inside and outside Iraq put the total of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion at closer to 250,000. If you extrapolate from that, one would have to estimate that over 1 million Iraqis have been wounded since the invasion March of 2003. In the past week, then, at least 277 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in July to at least 411. Also of note, from costofwar.com, the estimated cost of just the Iraq War to date stands at $295.3 billion. And now I will first read the names of Iraqi civilians. These civilians, again, were reported killed March 23, 2003. Sa'ila Laftakhasyan, 53-year-old man. Sajad Wissam Hassan, 5-year-old boy. Salem Asi Zahir, 33-year-old man. Samer Ali Kateb, 34-year-old man. Sbeha Salman Lakele, 50-year-old woman. Sgad Kathem Kaze, 8-year-old boy. Sgad Sam Hassan Alabrahime, 5-year-old boy. Shahena Katran, 60-year-old woman. Shireen Hashim Naim, 9-year-old girl. Shel Khalel Atoe, 50-year-old man. I will now read the names of coalition soldiers reported killed in the past week in Afghanistan. On the 2nd of July, William T. Flanagan, 37 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Milan, Tennessee. On the 5th of July, Damian Raymond Jackson, 20 years old, British Army, Tyne and Wear, England. On the 6th of July, Kevin F. Edgen, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Dyersburg, Tennessee. On the 7th of July, Jeff McLaughlin, 45 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Rochester, Indiana. On the 8th of July, Jorge Arnaldo Hernandez Seminario, Spanish Army from Peru. On the 9th of July, Anthony Joseph Boneca, 21 years old, Canadian Army Reserve, Thunder Bay, Ontario. I'll now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past week. On the 27th of June, Jason W. Morrow, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Riverside, California. On the 29th of June, James P. Muldoon, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Bells, Texas. On the 2nd of July, Colin T. Mason, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Staten Island, New York. On the 8th of July, Omar Flores, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Mission, Texas. Also on the 8th of July, Troy Carlin Linden, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Also on the 8th of July, Joseph P. Mix, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Rapid River, Michigan. On the 10th of July, Dwayne Dreesky, 31 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Novi, Michigan. This has been the war's toll for 7 days leading up through the 12th of July, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.